Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcasts. We're ready to go. How's it going, Dave?
It is. That's all I got.
So what does one do during a pandemic when he has nothing but time? Well, he has other stuff to do, but more time.
I was determined
than usual
to get this done. I started a couple months ago, technically.
When he has a project staring at him, and you know, staring down at him, and when I'll be the first to admit it, when my son wasn't being fast enough, we wanted to get a bunch of our podcasts on YouTube, and this man and Bear says hi to everyone, you know, bark. But you did it. You basically got. I know you said you started a couple months ago, but basically you got over 100 of them done within the last week. And so we're going to talk about lessons learned from creating 150 YouTube videos in really what, a couple weeks.
Well, I kind of
more or less.
So yeah, that's one of the first lessons I learned was batching. But if I go back even further, your son had started it, but he started it based on what I created, and I created like one or two, and I was like, we should do this. And you were like, oh, my son will do it. And he did some. And then as I looked at them and what I'd given him and the direction.
You didn't like the direction.
I didn't. Well, yeah, I looked at the placeholder image that we had, and I was like, I really cheaped out on that. Like, that's not. It's not really good. Like, we were just going for what is that Venn diagram? You can go fast, cheap, or good, but you can't have all three.
Two. Yeah.
Or you can only have you can pick two. And so we were just going for cheap and fast, but it wasn't really good. So I was like, all right, well, what if we flip this and go good and cheap instead of fast? Well, yeah, he wasn't moving fast, but I also didn't like what was there. He'd done some, and I was like, this is going to be painful that I'm going to wipe out what he's done. But as I looked at it, I didn't think it was good.
That's right. So, it was just my money that paid him, so it's no big deal.
I know.
No, it's all
probably
good.
Owe you a lunch or something. Well, so I looked at it, and then I started looking at what other people were doing, because we are a podcast, and we're a podcast first. But I know a lot of people that listen to stuff on YouTube, kids and adults. Like Joe Rogan. I don't follow Joe Rogan's podcast, but I do watch it on YouTube sometimes as background.
Yeah.
And for us not to be a digital marketing related podcast that you can't watch on YouTube, I was like, well, I mean, we're a podcast, but why not?
One thing I don't think we'll ever do for you guys, though, is live video or video of us, because, you know, that would mean we'd have to comb our hair or put clothes on, you know, so...
I have clothes on. I took a shower already this morning, like 4 hours ago. What time is it? 5 hours ago. To which Matt's like, I just got out of bed like 25 minutes ago.
And nobody needs to see this hair.
But yeah, so I kind of looked at what we were doing and compared it. And I was like, this is honestly kind of crap. And then I realized if I'm going to do, and at the time I started, I think we had 120, like I think I started in December, like over Christmas. Like really kind of going and digging in and going, wow, this is really not good. Yeah. What can we do? How can I do it? And I ended up figuring out, digging into the proper sizes for of YouTube.
Yeah, walk us through that process, how you figured it out.
Well, yeah, I started looking at, okay, what's the size of a placeholder image that people use? And I started looking for examples. I couldn't actually find any really good examples. The best one I found was an ESPN one that was just ridiculously over the top. Beautiful. But I'm like, there's no way. And also our setup is eight times out of 10, it's just you and I.
Right.
So I'd have to have a template for us and then a template for when we have a guest every so often. And I did change it up a little bit, but I kept the same structure. But we also don't have, you know, a story about the Bears and then a story about the Cubs and then a story about Tom Brady. it's one topic. So the way they did it, I was like, it's really pretty visually, and it's a cool placeholder with time like stamps. If, like, if you want to just go to Tom Brady, which is all, you know, Matt would care about, he'd be like, I really don't care about the Bears. I don't care about the Cubs. You know, I'll just go to the 25-minute mark. Boom. We're not set up for...
I'll care about Tom Brady again when he retires a Patriot. I'll put it that
way. Well, that's true, yeah. That's the first and last time the rest of the season you want to hear his name doing anything good.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's not really our setup. But I like the visual, the cleanness of it. So I was like, all right, I looked for others. And then we have a small child.
Hey, this is the pandemic, man. Hi. Small children are allowed.
Hi. Are you supposed to be in here?
No, but Daddy. That's a boss.
That's a boss? Okay.
Yes, we have to be.
Okay. DJ, you need to get out of my office.
It's all done.
Tell mom she's fired as bodyguard or security. I like how I made his lunch, and as I was doing that, I was like, I have to go record in 2 minutes. And he's like, okay. And then he busts in here to show me some boss and from some video game. Because that's important.
That is, yes. Man. That's it.
Yes. So anyhow, I will probably cut some of this out or maybe not. We'll see.
I mean, hey, it's the pandemic. Like, we're real. This is a corona time.
This is why I usually try to record when the children are not home from school.
Well, it just goes more to the what we were talking about and lessons learned. And, you know, this is the equivalent to... You know, this, at least for us, it's not like, you know, I was reading what's it called? I think you should leave it, because I was reading this Facebook post from a friend of mine, and she's like, I've been reading all this stuff about things been happening to Zoom, and it's funny, and then until your 23-year-old daughter walks into your Zoom meeting naked, and she's like, then it becomes hilarious. And anyway.
Yikes, except for the daughter.
Yeah. So anyway, it's real. It's life. It's just what's happening now. I know that, you know, it is what it is. So
completely sidetracked. So, but yeah, you don't care about anything other than Tom Brady. So, I looked at a bunch of examples, and then I ended up using, I think we've talked about it before. I looked at Canva and Relay That had a template, and both of them had different templates. And I looked at some other sources. But what I ended up figuring out was, where can I go that I can create a template that at scale, I can just keep swapping in, you know, whatever the guest image is, the name of the show. And if you go to our YouTube, you'll see that there's a very consistent look across it, other than maybe the guest photos being swapped in for the logo and the title always changing. But well, I think it's...
And that's something that... Well, that's something we've always tried to do across all our channels, try to be super consistent with how it looks, so people know exactly.
Same color scheme. Yep. I use the same colors. I use the same imagery. For a non-creative person, I thought I did a decent job.
No, it is, yeah.
But so that was okay. I was like, all right, so I can scale that. I can do that well. It looks better. And then I came up with... it's been years since I've done any sort of SEO for YouTube. So I started digging into the basics of some YouTube things to at least try to optimize them. I mean, when you're optimizing that many pieces of content, whether you're doing blog posts or videos or, you know, anything, there's that, like I said, there's a balance between good scale and, you know, everything else. But I came up with... What's that?
Is YouTube still automatically translating all of these videos as well?
No, but I could. Well, I think they are to some extent, but I can upload, now that we have a service doing our transcriptions, which I don't really clean up, but I could start uploading those as well. But I do not have those for all 150.
And that's what I was curious about, you know, at least those ones that we do have access to, going back and uploading, because I've always heard that the version that you get with YouTube is definitely not as good as like the version if you do it yourself or if you have a company that's what they do.
And actually, just curious, ooh, your thoughts on that. I could probably go back and at least for the last 10, I know I for sure have. But going forward, I will probably add that to my little to-do list when I'm doing it. Or
what would be interesting that you could do on a couple of them, you know, just
comparing.
Just, you know, play with a couple of them on, you know, for the SEO value and tweak this, that here. I mean, make another good case study in a podcast episode.
I probably could do that. Well, I've got, as I think about other, not to go off topic, but we do have at least the last 20 episodes have the transcript on the page on our site.
Yeah.
So I have started to do that. So I could go back, but I don't have all 150, so I didn't start that process. But that's kind of what I did, is I started looking at internal processes or steps and templates. So each of the, I use Notepad++. You could use Notepad or, you know, whatever, Google Sheet or Word document, whatever your preference is. But I just had this one tab that I always open up, and every time I started doing batches and uploading them, I had a process. When I was creating the videos, because I looked at Movie Maker on Windows, and I actually ended up figuring out how to use it. It's very simple. I looked at very elaborate and over-the-top type of solutions online and offline, and I was going, again, that balance of scale and speed and good. We're not doing tons of editing. We're not doing tons of crazy, you know, splicing of stuff. It's, I just need the placeholder, and I just needed the audio. So I just needed something that would combine them in a high quality fashion. And actually, of all things, Movie Maker on Windows works really well.
Interesting.
The only problem I had was, if you put up a placeholder image, I had to have an Excel open at all times, and I would calculate the number of seconds total, not minutes and seconds, but seconds. So that little placeholder, if we were doing a 20-minute podcast, it would be up there for 20 times 60 seconds. So 1,200. And I would have to, in the little software, type in duration 1,200. So I was always calculating for each one, like how many. Like, it's a weird, I think, hack, the way I was using it.
Yeah.
But again, I looked at two or three other offline and one or two online solutions, and they were all like lots of money or overly complicated. And I'm like, I'm really trying to do the most basic kind of video. And it's just a bit of, you know, testing, seeing what your use case is and figuring out what works.
So
it was testing, the figuring out the process. And then when I actually went to publish, the thing that took the longest was usually waiting for it to crunch it on one of the computers. But really the slowest thing is uploading the darn thing to YouTube.
Yeah.
You can go and do lots of other stuff around the house when you're doing this many videos, but it's like one takes 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And we're only talking 20 minute, you know, not large videos, but it uploads it and then it does whatever their back end system is. But I mean, to their credit, how many minutes and hours and days worth of video is uploaded, like what, every hour or something?
It's going to be interesting to see this long term too, and see what the analytics say, and are there more people that are listening, via the, aka watching, but are there, you know, where are we getting the most views, listens from, whatever you want to call it? Is it going to be YouTube? Is it going to be Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, one of the other ones? You know, it'll be interesting to see.
Overcast.
Yeah.
Or any of the, you know, third party players. And for me, it was just interesting, the looking at it and going, wow. And at the time I was like, you know, creating a one-off YouTube video I've done in the past. And we used to have, you know, our creative guy would create the intro and then he would do lots of fine tuning and detail. I'm like, but we don't have that. So this is like a different process for 150 videos.
And you have a full blown legit YouTube channel with 150 videos on it.
I do. Now, would I say to do that every time? No. But, like, as we just rolled out the 150th episode, I wanted to be able to start catching up and actually pushing them out live. But until I caught up, I felt weird pushing out new ones.
It'll be nice too now that it's caught up, like the one that's with it can be pushed out. But we also like what's been done in the past, how we push out, you know, old episodes that are relevant. But just going to the now, it'll be really nice to have those, because, you know, it's across all channels, across all podcast listener, you know, it's all of the, you know, we have everything covered basically. And it's nice too, because I was thinking with the transcript services and stuff done like that, I don't know all that it takes to get your sites, you know, American Disabilities, compliant?
ADA.
But this is one of those areas that helps, because it's, you know, you could read it, you could listen to it. It's all there, no matter what you need. And so lots of different avenues. And I don't know. I just think it'll be interesting to see if it helps, too, having them side by side and boosting those numbers.
Well, and
you love data. I know you're going to love to see that.
I like data. Yep. Yeah. Well, and one of them, just by, what was it, the one last week? Or was it 2 weeks ago when the Google Cork update happened? We had that conversation before, like a couple months ago with Casey. We had the video up there. So if you go and find that video with Casey, I know he shared it a week or two ago, and we shared it some last week. It's got a few hundred views now. Still and rolling. I literally had just put it up. We never promoted it, never did anything.
Yeah.
So there's... Some people would rather share that, because you don't need a player.
Yeah.
You don't need, and for us, it's all about a mix of the distribution too. For me, I don't see why you wouldn't move your podcast to YouTube. Because why not? People might find it.
Yeah. It's like with what, I mean, we're practicing what we preach. It's what we tell.
Trying.
It's what we tell all of our clients. It's just one more avenue for you to be found. You know, if you're doing so well, and again, I understand a lot of people, you know, and not to get too far off the subject, but you know, you have those people that you meet and you get to, they're like, I built this business on Instagram, and that's great and all, but don't you want to expand it, and don't you want to get it out further, you know, have a real website? Anyway, it's just part of that whole conversation that we've had a million times.
And it's all about processes, really. Is if nothing else, even if you're like, well, we don't create content, I don't really give two hoots about YouTube, Dave. Think about your content creation. Think about any processes you have in your agency or in your company, or even for your own tasks.
Well, like,
what is your process? How is it documented? How can you hand it off to someone?
Well, yeah, like you were talking about earlier before we started recording, how. Like with my photographs, I just got back from Norway a few months ago, before the world shut down. And I took thousands of photos. And, you know, there's obviously presets for certain types of photographs that I take. But over the years, the way that I've gone through those and processed them, even to the extent of when you're going through and you're just starring ones that you know that look good, and you're just starring them, and you filter out 1,000 to a couple hundred, and then you take those couple hundred to, you know, the top 20 or 30 that you like, and then those are the ones that you work on, and then you apply your filters to, or your presets. And so, again, you know, getting to that point took a process, and it's just what you're saying. So no matter whether it's this or whether it's that, just have that process is, I think, what your point is.
Well, and when we handed this off to your son, I
didn't really,
as I look back, I'm like, I did not give him enough direction. Like, he had some stuff and he was adding some stuff, but as I looked in and did some more research on the SEO side of it, I was like, we're going to need to go back and add more content. There's really no, like, now if you go to our videos, there's links to each of the videos or each of the full pages that corresponds with that video, so you can listen to it, you can subscribe to it. The transcript, you know, if you want the full transcript, it's on our site. So I link over to that. I link over to our Spotify, you know, any of the places that people might subscribe to the podcast. So for us, if we get a couple people each week finding those videos and a couple of them subscribing over the course of the next couple months, it can add up.
Well, and it goes back to what you and I have been preaching on this podcast forever, how we started and just always getting better. Like, that's what it comes down to, you know?
I can't think of a client or another excuse in many, many years where I've had, was it 2006, 2007 was the last time that I created, like, you know, 50 videos for YouTube and uploaded them and tried to optimize them at scale. Mm-hmm. So, you know, once every 10, 15 years, I suppose, you know, this process will come in handy again. But yeah, I think whether it's, you know, you're scaling or trying to scale, and I think people look at scaling as a bad thing, but it's just trying to optimize your processes, trying to optimize things. So rather than spending 2 hours 10 times on something, what if you spend 20 minutes 20 times?
Well, and something else that I think maybe you're forgetting to think about too is, think about all the people that are starting podcasts lately and have started them over the last year, 6 months, especially during this pandemic. There's been a lot of podcasts and things like that started. These people are going to eventually come to you or me or some other agency, and we're going to notice, hey, you guys have had this podcast, you have 20 episodes, and, you know, have you done this and this with it, or have you done that with it? And this can be one of those areas where you can bring value to it, and you might actually end up doing this more than you think that you're going to be doing it. So,
well, even if, you know, say we do, we're at 150 now, say we do 300, and then we're like, all right, 300's our magic number, we're done. You know, life comes at you quick, we decide to do something else. We'll have 300 still up.
Yeah.
Even if we don't keep the site up.
Yeah.
We'll have 300 of them on YouTube. So years down the line, we'll still have that content out there, is another way I look at it too.
It's great for branding, great for names, great for reputation, everything, yeah. Well, any final thoughts on this?
Nope. I mean, this is supposed to be kind of a lessons learned about YouTube, and I talked a little bit of a couple tools, but really, if you're going to do anything, look at not just, even if you're not scaling, look at your processes, look at ways to improve it. You know, we just talked about doing a postmortem before. I kind of did one after his son started to do it. I was like, okay, if I'm going to do this, here's the issues I saw with how I, what I told him to do, how he was doing it, you know, the direction, really, what the collateral that I gave him. I basically audited my own handoff to him and went, if I was going to hand it off to myself, what would I need? And I ripped it all apart, started over. And now I think I have, after doing multiple batches, been able to improve it pretty quickly. And of course, now that I'm done, I've got it down pretty good. But right. Hopefully you can, you know, figure out your own processes.
Well, and as always, reach out to us. Let us know if there's anything that we can help you with. And just a gentle reminder, we're on iTunes, guys. Everybody go there and give us a 5-star review. We'd be grateful for that. Hopefully we've been giving you information over these years that are worthy and warrant that. And so for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media. And thank you guys for joining us. Bye-bye.